Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Our next interview is about a very upsetting topic, so if you have little ears with you at the moment, it might be a good time to turn the radio down. It's one of those things where, at the time, certainly during discussions during the abortion referendum, we were told it was scaremongering, it will never happen. But a new paper published in a British medical journal has confirmed that babies, sadly, have been born alive in Irish hospitals after failed abortions. Now, what isn't totally clear is what happened next. Did these babies receive palliative care before their deaths? The report in the British Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology also painted a pretty harrowing picture of the work environment for those involved in the provision of abortion for unborn babies, is specifically focusing on abortion where a baby has a life-limiting illness. It's described as fatal fetal abnormality in the report. With me on the line to comment on these revelations, I have Padraig Tobin, TD and leader of AIM2. Padraig, morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, tell us a little bit about this study and also why we've heard so little of it in the media or indeed in government.
Yeah, so there was a research paper carried out and published in the International Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. And that report was built upon extensive interviews with 10 abortion doctors who provide abortions in Ireland at the moment. And, you know, their testimony is harrowing and shows it reflects to a certain extent the inhumanity of the service that's been provided in Ireland at the moment. So the report talks about one doctor getting sick in the corridors after carrying out an abortion. The doctor basically said that he had to stab the baby in the heart and there wasn't any pain relief provided for the child, the unborn child, at that stage. That potassium was injected into the heart to induce a horrific heart attack to end the life of the child, and that action had, you know, and similar actions had haunted these doctors after they had undertaken them. And it reflects, as you said in your introduction, the fact that when this legislation was going through Leinster House, you know, myself and a handful of others raised the fact that no pain relief was going to be afforded to children in late term abortions in Ireland. And that, you know, that in legislation, pain relief is offered to animals when they are being operated in this country. But the government and Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin and the Labour Party voted against our amendments to provide pain relief at that time. And here we are now where the horrific results of that are being experienced by children and obviously been reflected by the doctors who are involved in these abortions.
And as you say, Padraig, you know, hearing that doctor or reading that doctor describing, you know, getting, and this is a, you know, a medical professional who does tricky and difficult and procedures all the time, to actually be throwing up after doing the procedure shows, I guess, how gruesome the abortion procedure is. And I know from looking at the experience of other countries, that is not a unique experience, but the scary thing when you look at testimonies of doctors who perform abortions, or indeed others who are in the theatre when an abortion is happening, is this experience of vomiting, getting sick, but then becoming desensitised, and maybe that's the scarier bit.
Yeah, so I suppose healthcare, as we normally understand it, is a difficult job, but the purpose of it is to make sure that the patient survives, that the patient lives, that the patient remains healthy, is protected. And, you know, that action, I suppose, is in sympathy with the normal human behavior and desire for an outcome. But obviously, the abortion happens in the direct opposite to that normal human desire. And as a result, in this particular circumstance, in the fact that it's carried out with such violence, to be honest, it has a harrowing effect on the doctor who's involved in the procedure.
Padraig, what's in this particular report about babies being born alive? Again, this is something that I'm sure yourself and others at the time tried to say as a fear, because we'd seen it happen in other countries, and we were told that it was scaremongering. I remember Kate O'Connell, who was a TD at the time, almost sniggering at an abortion survivor telling her story. But it seems, according to this report, it wasn't scaremongering after all.
Yeah, so right around the world where late-term abortions are carried out, those late-term abortions are not successful. And what I mean by not successful, you know, in the terms of the person carrying out the abortion. So the child survives, and the child can survive, you know, in a very, very injured state, The child can survive at an age or a gestational age where it's very difficult for that child to survive for long outside of the womb. And in those countries, we heard the stories whereby those babies were left on steel dishes in the abortion theatres. And you know, they weren't being protected, that they were left to expire, to gasp for breath themselves. And we raised, you know, these, again, really inhumane examples in Leinster House, in the Dáil, to try to put in some level of humanity into the law so that there would be a guarantee that the child's life would be protected. And if a child couldn't be protected, their life couldn't be protected, at least that palliative care, you know, that the child would be comforted in some way.
And do we know if that's happening in these cases?
In its last moment. Well, according to this particular report, which was released, the doctors themselves are saying that they are literally begging anyone to administer palliative care to the surviving child. And that it isn't clear whether that palliative care is being delivered or not. And that in some cases, from the report, it looks like the child is being left to expire, to die without protection. And so I've put in parliamentary questions to the Minister for Health this morning, which literally asks, how many occasions are we leaving born babies who are citizens in this country, who have the same right as the Minister for Health has? Are we leaving these individuals to die without any protection, without any palliative care whatsoever? Now, I'll be honest, when I put in these types of questions to the Minister for Health, typically, they're termed in very, very opaque language, which is really, really difficult to get to the heart of what's happening here. But let's be clear about this. Myself and a handful of other TDs stated that at the time of the legislation that this would happen in this country. We were told it was an impossibility, that we were scaremongering. It has come to pass, according to this report.
And Patter, where are all of those who told you were scaremonger? Where is the previous Minister for Health, Simon Harris? Where are all the others who were abortion cheerleaders? Are they responding to this?
No, see, the problem is there's no pressure on them to respond. They are hiding in clear sight. And the reason why they're hiding in clear sight is because the establishment media in this country are literally ignoring this. This appeared in, I think you're the third media organisation that has paid any attention to this, the other being Gripped, and I think there was a report in the Irish Independent, which was written from another perspective, the opposite perspective, which made some reference to these elements. But in the main, most of the newspapers, most of the radio stations, most of the media are, you know, in silence, radio silence on this. And as a result, there's no pressure put on to the politicians to answer the questions on this whatsoever. And you know, the best way to make sure that the law doesn't have to change is to make this shocking side of abortion invisible to most people, and then there's no pressure to bring about that human change into the legislation.
But could there be pressure on the other side? And by that I mean, Patter, you know, it's clear in this report that a lot of hospital staff are really uncomfortable with the provision of abortion services, but then it could lead in a way to more pressure being put on conscientious objectors to conform.
Well, I suppose on the first basis, like, we again tried to put into the legislation that all doctors, nurses, and medical professionals would have full conscientious objection when it came to abortion. Now, there was a very weak level of conscientious objection put into the process, but we have seen in other countries where, you know, naturally fewer and fewer people want to get involved in this horrific operations. You know, that more pressure then comes on doctors and nurses and medical professionals to actually perform these. There's an erosion, if you like, of that conscientious objection. You know, it's an incredible situation, but all of these situations that have come to pass were brought up in Leinster House, were discussed in depth by ourselves. We were told that we were liars. This would never happen. And Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Labour and Sinn Féin voted against these very, very small amendments, but important amendments that we put forward to stop this. And it's really important that people hold their elected representatives to account.
So, and what's the best way to do that? You know, for people listening who are disgusted hearing about this study, Patter, what do they do?
Well, I would ask people to pick up the phone today and call their elected representatives, councillors and TDs, to complain on this issue. I would ask people that they would actually email their elected representatives. A couple of weeks ago, there was a big a crisis in government around the mother and baby homes, correctly so. And that happened because literally thousands of people sent emails into their elected representatives complaining about the fact that the government were looking to, you know, seal these reports for 30 years in that particular case. I know that we need to show the elected representatives of this country that the horror of these particular stories are not good enough, that these need to be changed, that there needs to be amendments made to the legislation to make it more humane. And I'm asking people who are listening to this and people who are of similar, you know, humanitarian outlook to ourselves to contact through email, through phone calls, in person if possible, their elected representatives and demand that they change the law on this.
Padraig, thank you so much for joining us on the programme today. That was Meath West TD and leader of AIM2, Padraig Tobin, talking to us about that piece of research done in the British Journal of Obstetrics and Gynaecology and the impact abortion legislation is having in this country. Very chilling indeed.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.